The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
All last week, I was in El Salvador with Catholic Relief Services as part of a VIP delegation to inspect the charitable work you and I are helping to accomplish and to confer with business leaders and governmental officials with a view to building bridges between the current powers that be and those working with at-risk youth and other vulnerable populations in that very polarized society. El Salvador is plagued by gang violence, extreme unemployment, extreme income disparity between the rich and the poor, and a very painful history that includes the assassination in 1980 of Archbishop Romero, three nuns and one lay volunteer from the United States, and later in the decade, six Jesuit priests and their two housekeepers, and 75,000 other civilians, mostly killed by their own military. Now, we still have deep wounds from our own civil war 150 years ago. Theirs ended in 1992. In this context, in a troubled society, it remains very tempting to point fingers, assign blame, even demonize the other today, which does absolutely no good. After all, many people who disagree with each other honestly just see things differently. Part of my role last week was to build bridges. And you know, we may have a less tragic recent history than El Salvador, but our society is polarized too. Our levels of income disparity are increasing. We have gang violence. We have persistent unemployment. We have a state government held hostage by a handful of legislators who apparently see things very differently than the vast majority of those whom they were supposed to serve. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds us that when the sun comes up, it shines on everyone equally. When the rain falls everywhere in the area without distinction. Good people don't get better weather than bad people. And then Jesus makes two points. One is that God's love is like the sun. He loves everyone equally, and that means 100%. He loves bad people just as much as he loves good people. He loves you just as much as he loves Pope Francis. We don't have to do anything to earn his love. It's already there. And there's not anything we can do to lose his love either, because love is his very nature. He loves because of who he is, not because of us or anything we do. Just as the sun shines and the rain falls on everyone equally, so God loves everyone equally, 100%. Jesus' second point, and this is what is so important for confirmation, is that our love must be like his. Regardless of what we think about someone else's behavior, our opinion of that behavior must not get in the way of our love. We must love because of who we are, not just because of them and anything they do. Now, it's clear. Sometimes we must condemn the greed we see around us, just like Jesus did, and just like Pope Francis does when he criticizes economic decisions that serve the interests of the powerful while doing great harm to the poor. Sometimes we must cry out against injustice, like Jesus did, and like Archbishop Romero did, but we are never free to condemn the sinner. Indeed, we oppose sin because we love the sinner, and because as sinners ourselves, we know firsthand just how much harm sin does to the sinner himself or herself. God loves the sinner just as much as he loves us. Remember what Pope Francis said? It was very controversial. What he said about homosexuals? Who am I to condemn someone whom God loves? We condemn the sin, but we never stop loving the sinner. This business of loving people you do not like is very tricky, even in small matters. For instance, you and I rub shoulders every day with people we just don't like. And Jesus challenges us to love these aggravating and even hurtful people who may be in your own family as God loves them. That's 100%. And you know, the church is a microcosm of the world, a gathering of people who may have little in common beyond our faith in Jesus Christ. Indeed, once I heard a speaker say, "The church is the place where the person you least want to spend time with is always there." A place to learn how to live with ambiguity. And I might add, a place to learn how to love. The sun shines its warm rays on everyone, and we are called to do the same. God grant that our warmth extend to all, and in particular, that we learn how to love those we like the least.